Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Thank you, and hope you have a great Easter. Ian McNulty joins us now, covers food, dining, culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Beautiful spring weekend. It's Easter. Who better to help us wrap up the week than Ian McNulty? How you doing, sir?
Tommy, I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice again. And I'm feeling sustained and nourished after an epic lunch yesterday that I just wanted to drop you a word about.
You know what? That is a bucket list item, and I swear to goodness, every year I forget about it until Holy Thursday evening when I see it on the news. It's like, I'm going to do that next year, and guess what?
Well, you should make your plans now.
Tell people what you're talking about, please.
Yes, this is the Holy Thursday lunch at Ducky Chase's restaurant. That epic landmark restaurant there on Orleans Avenue. They've been doing this for a long, long time. The late, great Leah Chase, the matriarch of the Chase family over there, culinary genius, community leader. Think about her all the time. She left this world a few years ago, but her legacy is just shining bright over there. This was her pride and joy, this tradition that she established at the restaurant. And the whole deal is the restaurant just converts over to serving one meal of gumbo herbs, fried chicken, cornbread muffins, and then a few different desserts. Peach cobbler, always the one to get. And Tommy, it is a really special thing. The restaurant fills up. People line up outside right at 11 when they open up. And
can you get reservations for that, Ian, or not?
Yes, you can, and you should, but you're probably not going to get them on Holy Thursday.
No. You might not even be able to get them today for next year.
Yeah, you can today for next year for sure. Okay. But it's one of those annual traditions that people keep. And Tommy, I just love it because you just see this restaurant's community role writ large. You know, people come together there, they convene, people who've been coming there for decades to partake in this, and newcomers that they've brought along. And it truth be told, yeah, a few people who were visiting town who just had it on their bucket list to visit Ducky Chase anyway for their regular gumbo and fried chicken and Creole dishes, kind of wandering up to the reception desk and looking in wonder at this packed, vibrant restaurant with everyone dressed up and everyone eating the same dish. And it really is a special thing. You can see pictures of it on my Instagram if you go to Ian McNulty Nola. And I'm actually going to post a photo essay from my colleague, the great Chris Granger, wonderful photographer, that's coming up in just a little bit for a little deeper dive. But it's a really special thing because it's a delicious lunch. I can talk about the gumbo herbs in a second, but it really brings together Creole flavor, this Catholic tradition, and this really just only in New Orleans community feel. And you roll all those things together, and it's, you know, one of the reasons we celebrate restaurants in these times that we spend together at them is when you have combinations like this. But just quickly, the reason they do it on Holy Thursday is this is meant to be a big hearty meal to sustain the very by the book Catholics who will be fasting going into this into Easter weekend. So, to get them through Good Friday without meat on their plates today.
I didn't know that. I grew up here. I didn't know that till you told me that. That's why they do it. I was wondering what the reason was.
Yeah, that is the tradition that the Chase family upholds. And, you say gumbo herbs. If if people know what it is, first of all, they may know, okay, it's the green gumbo. And very often, it's a vegetarian gumbo. Many of the recipes
that you see, let me interrupt for a second. That's what I thought, and I thought it had something to do with fasting, and it was meatless, but it's just the opposite.
Well, in this case, yes. Now you could have people on Good Friday having vegetarian gumbo herbs. That may be their tradition. But in the Chase family, on Holy Thursday, they make a gumbo herbs that is anything but vegetarian, and it is fantastic. And it is, again, you know, that symbolic idea of, well, more than symbolic. It is quite a hearty feed to get you through.
Well, what is it, Ian? For people that don't know, describe what's in that bowl.
Yeah, so this is a gumbo with, well, it's, first you make a roux, of course, but it the base of it really is a melange of greens. And again, so many traditions run through this. It has to be, it's a lot of greens. There's a lot of different types of greens, and it always has to be an odd number because, well, everyone knows odd numbers are just luckier, right? Of course, I mean, 9 is always going to be luckier than 8 or 10.
Sure.
Until you get to 13, then you have trouble. But
whatever he
anyway.
Says.
So what they do is they take all of these greens, and I've seen them do this. I've seen the Chase family work with this. The kitchen of this large restaurant is just filled with greens. I mean, it looks like a landscaping company just like dropped off a trailer full of greens, and then they're boiled together. You know, the trimmed, clean, boiled together. That produces pot liquor. You know, which is the juice of those greens. If you've ever made any kind of greens, collard, mustard greens, whatever, you know, the pot liquor is the best part. There, kind of the gravy of the greens.
Soak that French bread in that stuff. Oh yeah.
Oh, yes.
Cornbread?
Yes. Grind
cornbread.
Cornbread will be on the table here. They grind them all together. They make the gumbo base, make the roux, and then blend the greens and the pot liquor back together. And voila, you have your gumbo. And if you stop right there, yes, it would be a vegetarian gumbo. But because this is the Holy Thursday meat-tastic edition, they're putting, a brisket, ham, at least two types of sausages, probably some stew meat too. Like any good gumbo, you know, it kind of changes up from bite to bite, maybe a little mystery in there. And it's lovely. And I could tell you, I did a little kitchen spying yesterday, a little visit with the Chase family at work, and I could confirm that there were 9 greens in yesterday's edition: mustard, collard, watercress, turnips, beet tops, Swiss chard, carrot tops, cabbage, and spinach. And Tommy, the reason that the 9 is important is another part of the lore around this dish is that for every green that goes into the gumbo, that represents one new friend that you'll make in the year after you eat it. So look out, 9 people I haven't met yet out there. I'm coming for you. I'm looking for you. You're going to be my friend.
Well, it's going to be their treat, gumbo. I'll tell you that.
So yeah, they do it every Thursday there at Dickie Chase's. And wow, what a wonderful just display of New Orleans community and tradition that is. So, yeah, I do hate to talk about things sometimes in the rearview mirror that you can't rush out and go do right now, but if you have not done that, you should know about it, and it's a great thing to put on your list for next year. And, you know, just walking up there, Tommy, to talk about this great weekend ahead of us. You know, the date of Easter, of course, always changes. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, it dictates when Mardi Gras will be before it and everything else. But it always gives me the same feel of this time of year. You know, it could be weeks different, but just that feeling when you walk outside and you see all the oak trees are popping with new life, and Easter lilies right on schedule are cropping up, irises are blooming, and the azaleas. Yeah, it just fills you up with a good feeling. And just, you know, standing in line outside Dickie Chase's yesterday, talking with folks, just, you know, waiting to march into the restaurant. It just gives you that feeling of like these annual traditions that we partake in and how they're synced up with the seasons. It's just another just anchor of why we live here and love this place. And, you know, I know it's Good Friday today, right? So I know crawfish boils are going to be popping off everywhere. People have their Easter traditions coming down. So many of these things revolve around food. You know, this is a big, it's a hugely important, weekend for people of the Catholic faith, but also as a community, this weekend is a big I would call it a high holy holiday of the crawfish season, you know, and again, of something we were worried about earlier in the season, you know, will we have a decent crawfish season this year? Well, check out the prices. I mean, I've been seeing crawfish for under $5 a pound in some places, and you know, it's never going to be what you remember from the good old days, $1 a pound, 99 cents a pound, whatever. I mean, I still have old timers been in my ear about that, but you know, crawfish is on, it is viable, and you know, the restaurants and markets where you get it from, they're all back now from the time, seems like just about a couple of weeks ago, really, when some of them were not even serving crawfish at all. So if you've been building up a craving for crawfish, which I certainly have, last weekend's extravaganza of the crawfish championships notwithstanding, this is the starting gun has already snapped, and this is time to get in the race.
Yeah, you know, as you say that, I'm going to ask people to text in at 504-260-1870, the Oquinart Jeweler Talk and text line. What price, when you think of crawfish, what do you think the price should be? What is etched in your memory as the price of crawfish by the pound live? Because you know what comes into my mind? 89 cents a pound for crawfish. That to me seems a fair and reasonable price, which is crazy because it's never going to be that again. And what about you? What number did you say?
Well, yeah, you know, 89 cents a pound. Gerald Ford was a great president back in that era, wasn't he? I
mean, well, really, for whatever reason, that just seems like a reasonable price for crawfish. Two numbers come to mind, 89 or $1.29 a pound. And after that, anything else seems crazy. But I do think, Ian, that people, and you can tell me what you think, have adjusted to the sticker shock of crawfish prices, and they're scooping up what's available.
Oh yes, I agree, and really, I mean, we can go down nostalgic lane on the prices here, but you know, that's like remembering the gas prices.
Well, no, but I think you get something stuck in your brain as well. The price should be this, when in fact it's not realistic. And I just thought it'd be an interesting exercise to see what people think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, mm-hmm. So let me also ask people at 504-260-1870 if you have any eating or drinking questions. Ian McNulty's here to answer them. One comes in right now, and you can answer when we come back. Good outdoor seating place in Slidell. We'll also talk about seafood options for today and some Easter weekend during the weekend. And also, Ian wrote about the cubes for Jazz Fest, but not as it relates to artists, as it relates to food. What food will be at Jazz Fest? And there's something coming back that a lot of people are happy about. Ian McNulty's our guest, as he is every Friday. Covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. I'm Tommy Tucker. We'll be back in a flash with your questions here on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Talking to Ian McNulty, as we always do on Friday, to get our weekend started right on this Good Friday. And Ian, apparently, well, wait, this doesn't prove that I'm not out of my mind, but there is a consensus that, for whatever reason, $1.29 seems to linger in people's minds as a fair price, fair put in quotation marks, for live crawfish by the sack. Of course, those days, I think, are gone forever. Let's talk about some, the question that came in about outdoor eating. Where was it? In
Slidell.
Slidell, yeah.
Yeah, good. No, good shout on that. You know, sometimes people think of just French Quarter courtyards and such for outdoor dining, but it really has expanded. But you say Slidell, I think immediately of Palmetto's on the Bayou, great restaurant. I mean, it's right there on Bayou Bonfuca, and you know, most of the restaurant is facing this green verdure of the trees and the bayou circling by. That's really, really lovely setting there. But also, Middendorf's has a location in Slidell now, and they have a lot of outdoor areas around them. And also Blue Crab, restaurant from the West End in New Orleans that expanded with a second location. And they're right on the dock, which is really kind of dockside tables over there in Slidell. And one more, Southside Cafe, really good, versatile place in Slidell. They've got a kind of covered pavilion. So, yeah, a lot of places that you might not immediately snap to mind have actually added outdoor seating or expanded in the last couple of years.
Yeah, so, you know what? I'm going to exert executive privilege here and ask you to keep going on that, because this is a time of year where it's so nice to be outside, and it's not a lot of days that we get here where it's comfortable to sit outside and eat. Give us some great outdoor suggestions where we can go outside, sit outside, have a good meal.
Oh yeah, let me kind of fly you around the map a little bit.
Do
on
that.
Yeah.
Let's lift the SS Ian McNulty on the drone and take us around.
Okay. Station 6 is just a fabulous first-class seafood restaurant in Bucktown. Distinctive because it's not really a fried seafood joint. It's more about the grill and the broiler, and great menu of fin fish over there. And it has a nice dining room, but most of the seating really is sort of pavilion style around the restaurant. So that's lovely. Go right across the channel, back over to the West End. I mentioned Blue Crab. Of course, the original is right there in the West End. Next to it is Felix's, famous for the French Quarter, but they have a nice waterfront location. And again, those two restaurants are elevated too. So not only are you sitting outside, but you're lifted up a little bit. So when it does get a little hotter, that's good to keep in mind, because you get that breeze going through there, especially at sunset. Real, real nice. Over in Harahan, I was over at Sither Seafood last weekend. He just celebrated 20 years in business. Jason Sither did, put on a big party. It was wonderful. But every day, every weekend, certainly over there, feels like a party. This is a tiny little, what started out as a tiny little boiled seafood place. Now, it feels like you're on the beach, but you're in Harahan. You know, it's this
really
outdoor. Yeah, the parking lot, this oyster parking lot, has gradually morphed into basically an outdoor dining area, tiki torches and, you know, little like driftwood constructions and a small stage with some live music there on the weekends, and great boiled seafood and a really creative kitchen. And, you know, you're on Hickory Street in Harahan, but you expect to be walking when your flip flops out into the sand when you leave the restaurant. It's a nice little suburban vacation right there for the mind and spirit, and again, like really, really good seafood. Let's go. Where are we going from Harahan? Let's go back into the city and sit yourself at Cafe Degas, and you're eating French food, and the flaps are up, and basically this entire restaurant is an outdoor patio, and when they roll the flaps up to the front, it's like you're sitting there. I mean, amongst all the trees and tropical plants lining the sidewalk of Esplanade Avenue, really close to City Park. That whole stretch there has really embraced outdoor dining. Lola's, the Spanish restaurant just up the block, Santa Fe across the street. You know, on a nice day, you pass by there, and it's like going past just this outdoor, endless outdoor pavilion of people having a good time eating outside. It seems like a really good idea. It doesn't have to be a straight-up restaurant either. The number of bars that serve good tavern-style food that have really embraced the outdoors. I mean, look at Bayou Beer Garden over there by Bayou St. John in Mid-City. It's really expanded and grown. It's got Bayou Beer Garden on one side, Bayou Wine Garden on the other. These sound like different places. They're essentially one. They've got different entrances on different streets, but once you get in, you kind of like just wander from one place to the other. You're ordering off the same menu. It's sort of like I call it the Epcot Center of alcohol. You know, you're in beer world over here at the beer garden, then you can go to wine world on the other side. And around the corner actually is not a related but very close business that just opened up called Smoke and Honey. And this is a casual breakfast, lunch. I think they just added some dinner hours spot for Greek food, with a few Jewish specialties too on the menu, but really nice casual neighborhood spot with some good fresh flavors and a nice little area for outdoor seating around the restaurant, sidewalk tables, that sort of thing. There's been a whole, this seems like its own little trend of former gas stations, old filling stations turned into outdoor, mostly outdoor restaurants. And they particularly, for some reason, are centered on tacos. So one example is Val's on Ferret Street, which is, again, I don't think it's an old Valvoline service station. Now roll up doors, mostly outside, covered pavilion, plants everywhere, great tacos, great tequila selection. Across town on St. Claude Avenue, Galaxy Taco, same deal. Now that I think of it, just to get off tacos for a minute, Blue Oak Barbecue, back in the day, that on the corner of Dumaine and Carrollton Avenue, that was a service station too. Became Fellini's for a long time, and then it's been Blue Oak Barbecue, which is a big, big success, and again, mostly outdoors. Let's get off of gas stations for a second. This time last week would have been a little tad early for me, but this day last week, I was at Bratzial, which is a German restaurant in the Bywater, right next to Pizza Delicious. It's down by the river, down by they call it the Rusty Rainbow, that bridge that gets you over to the pedestrian bridge that gets you over to the Crescent Park along the river, which is a really nice walk. Well, Bratzial is a great destination after that walk for German beer in the big steins, schnitzels, sausage sandwiches, big fat pretzels. It's basically Oktoberfest every day over there. It's live music and a beer garden. And it really is this wonderful beer garden feel, like the flower boxes and the narrow benches and the little German beer brand umbrellas. You just expect to see people breaking out the lederhosen at any minute. But it's just a legit neighborhood spot if you get an inkling for some, you know, if this nice weather and outdoor setting is telling you I should be sat in a beer garden, that's the place to take it.
Yeah, along those lines, I was on, I guess it'd be Wisner, and noticed Deutsches Haus. Is that open every day or not? Or is that like a club thing?
Well, it is a private club, but it's also open to the public. So stop, you're both right. That's a good call. It's right on Bayou St. John. And most people think of it in October, obviously, for their big Oktoberfest, but it's a great stop off. You can get German beers, German wines, schnapps at the bar is open to the public, and they have a kitchen rolling all the time there too. You know, you can get your stein of beer and take it out and look at the bayou and people passing by in kayaks. It's right across from City Park. So that's a cool one too.
I took notes, but I can't read my own handwriting. The first restaurant you mentioned in Slidell for outdoor seating?
Palmettos.
Palmettos, okay.
Yeah. It really it becomes one with the bayou. You know, it's a wonderful experience. You walk through there, you just walk over to the water if you'd like. And terrific.
Somebody's looking for a spot in mid-city around City Park for the race tomorrow morning. I guess they're talking about after the race, not before, because that'd be too early.
Reward yourself after the after the run. Toops Meadery over there, that's a great place. Great people doing great things. Get yourself a little bag of Cracklin to start off to reward yourself for the big healthy run. See what you can cut into over there. Another classic, actually, speaking of outdoor seating, is Mona's, Middle Eastern restaurant. It's been around forever. It's on Bank Street and has a really nice outdoor patio. Inexpensive. The hummus is always fantastic. You know the menu. It's like shawarma and gyros, that sort of thing, which is great. Something a little different, and yeah, we're talking about seafood too in Good Friday. Brand new place called Porgy's Seafood Market. It is a market, also a restaurant. It's on Carrollton, same block as Andrew Bocato's. Used to be called Bevy Seafood, and they have a case of just great variety of fin fish. They'll cook anything up for you from that case. Changes every day. It's the kind of place it's almost like a deli for seafood. You know, you can get stuff for home to cook yourself, or they'll cook it for you in the kitchen. They make a great tuna version of a muffalata, essentially is what it is. It's a muffalata bread, but it's like this really nice yellowfin tuna salad that they make with pecorino cheese and this anchovy paste. It's delicious. This big old Sicilian seafood sandwich. There's so much in mid-city these days. Klessy's, talk about outdoors. It's this big outdoor patio for boiled seafood. Great crawfish over there, but also really good fried seafood too. And that's a good segue, Tommy, because Klessy's was a surprise to me. They're going to be at Jazz Fest this year, which is great.
Yeah, talk about that.
And yeah, you're right. The Jazz Fest cubes came out on Tuesday, and that's always a big deal for people who are planning their, you know, the 2 weeks of their life or whatever visit they're going to spend at Jazz Fest. Believe me, I know people who go every single day. But also, the Jazz Fest revealed its menu. And for some of us who walk into Jazz Fest with food booths first and foremost on our minds versus stages, that's a big deal. And the biggest news to come out of that was the return of a vendor who last year had bowed out and said, "Nope, that's it. I'm done with Jazz Fest. It's been a great run. I've been doing it for 35 years, but times have changed, and it's time for me to set to end this chapter." And that vendor was providing crawfish bread. And crawfish bread, if you've not had it, is one of the classics of Jazz Fest. It's this, you know, this baked, almost calzone-shaped loaf filled with crawfish and cheese and spices, and it's gooey and warm and baked and crusty and wonderful, and really is this flavor of Jazz Fest. A lot of people were mourning it as if they had lost a friend last year. I mean, no exaggeration. People were distraught. And many people outside Jazz Fest were coming up with replacement versions of it to try to step in there. But, you know, lo and behold, I walked into the Jazz Fest press event on Tuesday where they were unveiling the cubes and the menu. And there was John Ed Laborde, creator of crawfish bread. And he said, "I'm back." I said, "Hallelujah." And I heard that echoed countless times by people who were just thrilled that it's come back. So he had a change of heart. Some things changed for his business and decided, "No, you know what? We're going to keep this going. We missed it too much." And that's actually the good news for people looking forward to Jazz Fest this time of year. A lot of the vendors that had been missing for a few years, you know, through the pandemic, and some of them sat out for a couple of years after the pandemic, are back. Jamila's restaurant will be back out there. Love Jamila's, great Tunisian restaurant on Maple Street. But they've been at Jazz Fest for decades, and they'll be back out there with their full menu. It's you can check out the story on NOLA.com or kind of go through all the changes. There's a couple vendors that will be missing still, but this year there's a lot of return old favorites coming back, so that's great.
Got a text.
And before we even get to Jazz Fest, there's French Quarter Fest coming up.
Yes.
So, you know, that's looking right ahead to that. It's all unspooling here, Tommy. We've got Easter weekend. Next weekend, Hogs for the Cause. Weekend after that, Jazz Fest. Weekend after that, I don't know, clean your house or something. And then we're into Jazz Fest.
Buy new pants.
Yeah, there you go. Goodbye, belt.
Get a new belt, maybe some suspenders, that kind of thing. Somebody texted in, Ian, a question about Smoke and Honey.
Smoke and Honey, yeah. That's the place I mentioned next to Bayou Beer Garden in Mid-City. It's mostly Greek, a few Jewish specialties on the menu. And a lovely place, and you know, casual, very accessible, order at the counter, nice prices for their wine, a next generation neighborhood restaurant. I'm really glad to see here in Mid-City. It's on Bienville Street, just off Kilton.
And somebody's looking
just off Norman Francis, off Norman Francis.
All right, somebody's looking for a great deli, New York deli style sandwich, like a big Reuben or something along those lines.
Get thee to Stein's Deli on Magazine Street. That's the place. I mean, you feel like you're in a New York or maybe a Philly-style deli. And it splits the difference between Jewish and Italian traditions over there. Fantastic.
All right, Ian McNulty, thanks a lot. A pleasure as always, sir. Have a great Easter weekend.
Happy Easter to you. Hallelujah. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for having me on, Tom.
Tell our mutual friend hello for me.
Sure will.
All right, you bet. Ian McNulty covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, 940, 20 till 10. Traffic now, WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.